Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
Good evening, good evening. I've noticed something about these international, so-called international companies. They'll come into our space, like in our country, buy, operate. After a certain period, they start retrenching, you know, and I'm not sure when they negotiate the takeover, those things are mentioned where you're not going to be retrenching for the next couple of years or something. Because there's one company, big, you just mentioned it now, the one that involves alcohol. Now, they've started a retrenchment process. And you cannot tell me that at some point that it's not Brand House. You cannot tell me that these guys haven't been making a killing because they've made a profit. I think their numbers are out. They've been making a profit throughout, and yet they are retrenching. So it means some of these companies, the only thing they're looking into is just make more money. They don't care about the casualties in that country. They don't care what happens about our employees. Look, I know this thing of our labor laws, it should be looked into. It cannot be that the company comes in, buy a stake or 50% or 100% for that matter, because in this case it was 100%. Now, they are retrenching, but the numbers are very good on the books. So now the question should be, why are you guys retrenching? Yes, I know they're capitalists, they're all about making money. But at some point, our laws should be looked into, because it cannot be that you come into our country, a company was doing good. First, they cancel out your trucks. They cancel that department of trucks. Okay, maybe they were having a loss there or something. But at the same time, right now, they are on a full-scale retrenchment, and which is bad for our country.
That was Mbuso there with a voice note commenting on what we are seeing in terms of the company shifts and dynamics regarding multi-choice. Many of you have shared your thoughts around multi-choice from a customer point of view, subscriber experience, your thoughts about the content and innovation, and of course the other competing streaming services. But Mbuso, you mentioned three valid points that I do want us to touch on. So on multi-choice, yes, they did publish their results. Yes, they have turned around a slight profit, but do bear in mind that the last 2 years they actually reported a significant loss. So there is a slight turnaround, and that's also on the back of a very diversified investment strategy they undertook. Beyond just making sure that they capitalized DSTV, they invested in Showmax. They invested in other peer and partner content with Peacock and other international players. They invested in a sports betting opportunity in their company, even investing in their technology business as well, which basically protects them from piracy when it comes to content on their decoders. So they have been, you know, exhausting their balance sheet in terms of making sure that they grow and diversify their business. A key thing you mentioned, though, which I think is so important, and it has been used as a case study here on Kaya Biz, that conversation we had back in May, looking at mergers and acquisitions. It's great that we as South Africans can build phenomenal businesses that even attract the attention of our international competitors to such an extent where they say, you know what, we're not going to fight you on your home turf. We'd rather buy you out, learn and benefit from the muscle and the structures that you've put in place, and then just ride out that wave to build profitability. Yes, it's great to attract that capital, but I agree with you. We do need to make sure that we prioritize the well-being of our employees, staff, and local economic contributors. So far, the Competition Commission has essentially said there won't be any job cuts for the next 3 years should the deal go ahead with Canal Plus. We've seen something similar if you think about what happened with Walmart and Massmart and many other companies that come on board. But many have raised concerns about after that 3 year period, what then? When these companies decide to shift the strategy. At that point, then it's no longer a locally owned business. Then, yeah, we've got other international board members to speak to. But very, very valid point that you mentioned. I want us to quickly hear what Manzini says before we get ready for our next conversation.
With regard to the customer service, no, I think it sucks. You know, today I received a call, and it's not the first time. I think it's the fourth time where they are trying to sell a certain product. If I die, my family will have access to DSTV for the next 2 years or so without paying. So the first time I declined it, and I told them that, you know what, I'll live alone. I don't have people that I'll leave that product to. So I don't want it, you know. It don't add value for me, even when I'm dead. Then the second time, they call me, and I explain the same thing. Today, again, I receive a call, and I was so irritated. I told the person that, no, you can't be calling me on one product that I've declined many times. And that guy was rude. You know, as rude, he said, he even knows how many times they call me. I said, why don't you remove my name on your list of calling? Because now the issue is like you'll be calling me again and again. And he assured me that they will call me again.
Which one are the fake? I'm going to get both of them because the machine is in a corner. You can see which one is cheap. Because when you're talking about my troop, I'm a whiskey, I'm a vodka, even I'm a can on my side. I want to my phone number. Marayating is starting.
Well, those were two voice notes that we had from Rufilwe and Manzini. Rufilwe commenting on DSTV, essentially saying, nah, this is not meeting my needs as a customer, and I want to get a product and get streaming products and get content that I want to choose, not something that isn't to my preference. And Manzini was commenting on an interview we had earlier with DFSA, that's a Drinks Federation of South Africa, essentially helping us understand the economic cost of nearly one in five alcoholic drinks in South Africa is illegal. And that is not only costing our pockets as an economy, but it's also costing us our health, because there are consequences where people get gravely ill and others even die. So stuff to be taken very seriously from a South African point of view. So as you can tell, there's a lot of conversation that's happening that we've had here on the show. Always happy to get your thoughts, whether it's your customer experience regarding multi-choice and other streaming services. How do you think they can become more innovative? Are they meeting your needs? Whether it's understanding the trends of illicit alcohol in the country. And of course, the conversation we had a moment ago, really reflecting on how the youth, yes, we, the youth, I include myself in there, are also spending our money. There's also a tweet here that comes through from Wendy Isaac, says, not that I don't like the youth, but this data makes sense only insofar as that they don't have the burden of black tax carried by Generation X. So then they can build credit. Don't mean to sound resentful at all, but siyabonga nje and wonder, there's a lot. Yeah. Maybe that's a whole nother conversation we should have, right? The different generational shifts and different generational responsibilities that we have in terms of finances and how that might be shaping our relationship with money. But share your thoughts, 063-688-0959. It's time to get into one of my favorite conversations and features here on the show, where we profile entrepreneurs who are doing big things, literally. This time within the financial services space, in particular, risk solutions. It sounds complex, but the truth is, it's insurance. Making sure that just in case the worst scenario happens, in terms of your life cover, short-term insurance when it comes to any liability that you might have on board, and of course, health, medical aid insurance, also coming on board from a phenomenal business that has been black-founded, black-led, and most importantly, really making sure that it's offering high value to its customers in underserved communities in South Africa. Tonight on Ekasinomics, we speak to Kunene Makopo Risk Solutions, a bold black-owned leader in the South African insurance space.
Ekasinomics on Kayo Biz.
My guest is laughing. Uthi siyabhala siyakhuluma futhi. Bange Mokopo joins us as the general manager of KMRS, Kunene Mokopo Risk Solutions. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have this conversation with you, because you play in such an interesting sphere that I think often is undermined in South Africa. But Lirikisa Insurance.
Yeah.
I say it with a cheeky smirk, yeah. Because that's typically the attitude we have toward as South Africans, but it is so critical. Maybe let's just start with an understanding for those who don't understand the full spectrum of risk cover that you provide. Help us understand what you do and how you do it.
Okay, thank you. How much time do I have?
2 minutes for this one. Two minutes before I jump in.
Okay, so KMRS, black-owned business, 19 years old this year.
Yeah.
we hold three licenses in short-term insurance, long-term insurance, and medical aid. Mm-hmm. excuse me, it's just the winter and under the weather.
Don't worry, I can buy you time as you sip your water.
Okay.
But you're quite right, it's a full spectrum of service offering that
full
you do provide.
Yeah.
And that actually competes with some of the big players in the industry. And the first thing I thought when I was reading up and doing research about your business is, man, you're in a space that is highly competitive, mm-hmm. and also heavily regulated.
Yeah,
so definitely. Give us some history. You're the general manager,
yes.
But I'm well aware that there's some strong family history and partnership that actually started this business.
Oh, okay. So I think 2006, my brother, actually, Tumi Makopo, he founded the business. He had a dream to actually be an insurance broker, being in insurance, and he went off and studied insurance, which there's a few of those in the industry actually go and study insurance.
And maybe let's underscore that, because people also need to understand it's not just the sales objective, but it's actually understanding the complexities of insurance, risk cover, analysis, assessment, underwriting, and so many other themes that come with it.
Okay. So should I take you through the basics to the most complex?
Yeah.
Okay, so our business is actually an insurance brokerage. We're a financial intermediary. We are what you call the middleman. Mm-hmm. So we are between the consumer and the insurer, the guys who actually own the product. Mm-hmm. And our job really is to find needs in the community and in obviously when I say community, I mean within the individuals and the corporate space, mm-hmm. business, because we do business to business and business to consumer, and then we find the right products that we can sell to the right client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think this is important, right? Because that also comes with a level of understanding as to, you know, what is the right product for the right client.
Yeah.
19 years in the game, as you mentioned, started by your brother, a few other partners that you've had on board. And I'm just keen to understand, you know, what have been some of the interesting lessons and learnings, you know, throughout the journey of the business. As we know, entrepreneurs typically bemoan three things: access to credit, access to markets, red tape, and bureaucracy becomes quite heavy.
Like you said, it's a heavily regulated space. It wasn't easy to get the license, but obviously through certain people at the FSCA who believed in the business, young guys applying for a license and believing in their dream and making sure that they get the license. And then thereafter, it was quite a difficult journey because, I mean, first of all, breaking into the industry, the barriers to entry are quite high, because as you enter, there are already brokers who've been in the industry for years.
Yeah.
And initially, we started off with a life license where we were selling funeral cover mainly, and off-the-shelf funeral cover before we then developed our own funeral cover, or funeral cover product, which was underwritten by a particular underwriter at the time.
Are you able to say? Oh, okay. I was about to ask, you know, who
the underwriter was at the time.
No, even now.
So currently it's underwritten by, funny enough, Safrican.
Just up the road. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, and that's important to mention, because people might sit here and think, okay, well, you know, as an intermediary, you're giving us insurance products, but who is it underwritten by? That's important, because this is basically saying the money you are entrusting me with is and the money that I'm putting this product into, there is certainty according to the rules and regulations in South Africa to say that when you come and make a claim, that we won't come back and say, chelete ili, you know, the money is there, and South African forms part of the Sanlam group, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know how it goes. So
we're all learning, right? And it's up to us to share the information to make sure that we all grow together as the Kaya Biz family.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So I mean, like I was saying, imagine going into an industry where already you have competition who have a million lives, for instance, already. So where do you start? And then so funny enough, we then saw a gap, and we started approaching unions. One of our clients, individual members with funeral cover, formed part of CWU, that's Communication Workers Union, NUPSO, National Allied Public Service, no, National Union of Public Service and Allied Workers.
Yes.
There was also NUPSO, a smaller union. So we have members in different spheres of the industry, so health, communications, radio, whatsoever, you know, and that's just one part of the business. Then on the short-term side, we primarily play in the public sector space as well, but we've got a good mix of business, public sector and private, where we provide brokering services for some of our municipalities In the country. So sometimes I like to say,
and maybe let's simplify that. Yeah. Someone might be sitting here thinking, bro, karinity manje. Essentially, you come in as the partner to say, like an institution like Kaya FM, Kaya 959, instead of you having to do the heavy lifting with your HR department to find the right insurance product for Gugu, for Glen, for Njabulo, for Putskumbuzo, we will do that for you. We will manage, I guess, the admin of it, but also find the right products that meet the needs of majority of your employees. Is my explanation correct?
100%. So we'll do a need analysis.
Yes.
Yeah. So we come in here, sit with whoever we need to sit with, who's responsible for insurance.
Yes.
So maybe it's corporate services, I'm not sure. And then we'll go through, one, from a short-term perspective, all your assets.
Yes.
These mics, the screens.
Yes.
Vehicles, the building, whatsoever. And then obviously we'd need your all these assets, the asset register. We go out to the market, go to different underwriters/insurers to find the right price for you, the right quotation. Same thing with the life. So we'd look at you guys and say, okay, listen, what do you guys need? Do you need life cover? Do you need funeral
cover?
Voice
insurance.
Voice insurance. We should look for it.
We should, actually.
Yeah, we should. I'm sure in Hollywood it's there.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Got you. And I think that's important, right? Because it's actually a very complex world and environment that you operate in. As you've mentioned, the entrepreneurial journey itself is also a very complex one, because working as an intermediary, you need to have this 360 view of what the end user and client actually needs and wants, but also understanding what the market has available that is also competitive and meets the needs of South Africans. What I'm also keen just to get your thoughts and feedback on is your day-to-day experience with clients and customers and what you typically notice. Because for us as South Africans, and even here on the show, we're always telling many of our listeners that, hey guys, you can buy the car but get it covered, you can go to work but get the income protection cover, get the medical and health insurance that's but that always happens during the claims process, where that's where you see the true frustration, perhaps lack of understanding in terms of the need for insurance and risk cover. What do you, I guess, the typical errors and mistakes that consumers tend to make when it comes to not only claiming, but claims not being paid out because of errors on our end?
Yeah, you know what I've seen over time, I think what I've seen is that consumers are now more aware of the importance of insurance.
Yes.
But in the early stages, what I used to see is usually when consumers go through financial challenges, the first thing they cancel is the insurance.
Yeah.
Because you can't feel or touch it, right?
Yes.
You only experience it when you lose something or someone dies, God forbid. And so the mistakes usually consumers make is that. One, not taking it seriously enough and thinking that it'll be time. No, I don't have the money. But you can sacrifice something else. But consumers will go out, buy fancy outfits.
Yes, we go on holidays.
Drink the alcohol you're talking about. You know? Whereas cover your lives or cover your assets, you know. So it's highly important, because when you're in the event of loss, there's nothing you can do at that point. Mm. And also one of the other mistakes is not declaring when you've bought an asset.
Yes, tell us more.
So you buy something and then you forget to cover it. Mm-hmm. Right? And you tell yourself, what are the chances of me losing it or it breaking? But then sometimes,
Murphy's law,
heavy rain, there's a leakage, falls into your TV, the water goes on your TV or whatever devices, right?
Yes.
Or just forgetting, always remember that after you purchase something, just notify your broker, notify your insurer, get it covered.
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, the expense of replacing it might be much more than the premium.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, and maybe it's also ideal that you touch on the weather conditions, right? Because we do see how that's impacted lives, how it's impacted assets that we also own, whether it's been flooding or it's been severe cold or other harsh weather conditions. But it almost seems as though in the last few years, the insurance industry, and as a result, yourself as an intermediary, have seen phenomenal shifts in risk analysis, risk assessment, and even, you know, underwriting and the cover. And that also then translates into the cost of premiums. Given the interaction you have with some of the insurance players in the industry and what you've been witnessing and perhaps increased risk, what's your view? What's your assessment of, quote unquote, the environment right now, and just how, you know, volatile and uncertain the industry has become, or environment and environmental risk assessment?
Yeah, I think a big change happened from 2020 during the COVID stage, right? Where I think for us personally, we noticed a lot of deaths, which obviously affects premiums because the higher your claims, the higher the premium because the risk is high.
Mm.
And I think that's the trend we then noticed. And I've seen that also just in the industry, there's a lot of other players who seemingly are now selling their books or, you know, or moving out of the industry in terms of the funeral space. And then on the short term space, I see that we have a lot of, SMMEs,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to say specifically black SMMEs who are not realizing the importance of insurance.
Yes.
And that's because of, obviously, they have their own challenges in the business.
And tell us more about that. Yeah. You're raising such a... Hey, I'm getting excited by you because it's not just my laptop and the buggy that needs the cover. It's not just, the little store or warehouse that I use for whatever my services or product offering is, but it's also stuff like key man insurance.
Yes.
Help us understand what this is and why it's important, especially for entrepreneurs to be mindful of where they've got dependents.
Yeah.
You're the breadwinner. You're bringing in the cash, but should you die, lavish life that we're living will all come to an end.
Mm. And I think in the white community, the should you die question is not shunned upon.
No, it's not.
It's our black community. Yeah, in fact, exactly. Funny story, I've got a friend who's also in insurance, and when he started as a broker, he went to go see some senior manager or an exec in some building, and he said, you know, he asked him, should you die? And the guy got so upset and said, oh, Zotzenzofa.
Oh, wow.
His own lawyer. You know? And it's so shunned upon, that question, but it's so important. So key man insurance, very important, because it also then speaks to business continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Should you die, what will happen next? It's not just about your dependents, mm-hmm. right? But it's also about your employees, the business.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next? Right.
Exactly.
Then there's also something called directors and officers cover as well.
Yes.
In the event where the director or makes a mistake,
yes.
right, that costs the business, what then? Because you don't want the business to then close its doors. So those are very important. So guys in those senior management position, owners should get that cover, because it helps sustain the business and the future of those employees. Because a lot of businesses, especially smaller ones, are dependent on the owner.
That is so true. And I think so important for entrepreneurs to start thinking about. And is that something that you've perhaps had to educate the market about?
Well, not in a way where we have adverts, but when we go see clients, of course. So, you know, obviously you get a client lead. And when you have your client lead, you explain all the different covers that they can take. And you can't force them to take cover, but you can advise on what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we definitely do that with our public sector clients. So your MMs and your CFOs.
MMs, middle manager.
Oh, sorry.
Got you.
municipal manager.
Municipal manager. And not all of us are in the industry, right? So so walk with us here.
Yeah,
but Bangi, you've provided such amazing insight, and there's so much more we can talk about. You know, the skill set, you know, closing the sales cycle, you know, following through with the necessary leads, understanding the industry trends. But I want to go back to you being an entrepreneur, you know, and just the experience of playing such a critical role within the financial services space. As I mentioned, tough regulation, you know, you need the necessary capital, you need to find the right partners.
Mm.
But the one currency that is so important in your particular realm is trust.
Yeah.
Talk to us about
that. And building the trust is not so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because first of all, you first have to prove that you have the necessary capacity.
Mm.
So do you have the staff complement?
Mm.
But no, to have the staff complement, you need the money to pay them. So you need the business. And then also to get the business, or rather to place the business, you need to have agency agreements with your underwriters.
Mm-hmm.
Agency agreements being a contract that you have with an underwriter to sell their products, basically,
mm-hmm.
and to place their business there. And if I come to you or to a particular consumer, I can't just come to you and say, okay, listen, I've got a product from Sanlam. I have to say, okay, listen, I've got Sanlam, I've got so-and-so, I've got Discovery, I've got, you know, show you the array of clients. And also, obviously, you need to study, right?
Yes.
So that you can display your knowledge.
100%.
Yeah, because it's all about, it's knowledge based.
Exactly.
Yeah. So for you to trust me, I need to show you how much I know.
Mm. And to also back it up, right? Because I can imagine in your space as well, word of mouth also plays a very big deal. You know? And either people, you know, speak about you with affinity when they needed you during a time of loss and the insurance cover pulled through, which is what you want. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's where a broker is really tested.
Yeah.
Or an insurance company is really tested is claim stage.
Yes.
Right? Because selling it, I can sell you.
Mm.
Right? We've got a lot of scammers who can sell stuff and
then
they don't
sure.
deliver. Right? So that's the most important part is the claim stage. So it's also working with an insurer that will deliver in the time that they say they will.
100%.
Yeah.
Bangi, we've said a lot. There's so much more that we can continue to discuss, but I'm really grateful that you've given us, you know, tidbits of the entrepreneurial experience, what you see with your customer base, what you see with the insurance players in the industry, and even, you know, how it is that you run your operations. But for anyone who might be listening, we never know who is, whether they need your services, whether they need a job, whether they want to give you access to their products as an insurance provider or player. Where can we find you? And as an entrepreneur, what's the one thing you need right now to shift your business to the next level?
Okay. More clients.
Yeah, your book can never be too big in the insurance space.
Yeah, I think the one thing that we need now is definitely more clients. So getting access to market, especially in the private sector, where it's heavily dominated by white companies, if I can say that.
Mm.
But anyway, you can find us on kunenemakopo.com, not .co.za.com. You can find us on Instagram, KMRSZA, and also on LinkedIn. And we are currently hiring, actually. So please submit those CVs.
Yes.
Yeah, we need underwriters, administrators, and claims administrators as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Don't say Kaya Biz doesn't bring you jobs. Kunene Makopo Risk Solutions looking for capable young individuals. And of course, go to their website to get more details. You said kunenemakopo.com.
.com.
Perfect. Yes. Bangi, such a pleasure. Really enjoyed this conversation with you.
No, thank you.
Fantastic. That's Bangi Makopo, General Manager at KMRS Kunene Makopo Risk Solutions.
Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
Good evening, Gugu. We have kept our DSTV subscription simply because of our elderly parents who enjoy the local content. But if it were up to us, we would have cancelled the subscriptions a long time ago. But yeah, you cannot have additional decoders and other plans running if yours is not active. Thank you.
Hi, Googs. Thanks for a good show. I wanted to chat about the fake alcohol. I've heard about the fake drugs, fake nyaupi, and now this fake alcohol. Because of the climate that we're in these days, we've had to wisen up and, you know, understand all of the scams, and now even the alcohol is a scam. Thank you so much for informing us on that. We're getting wiser and wiser.
Hi, Coco. Ngicela ubuze the chap elapho insurance ukuthi why are they not going all out with ama campaign of making sure that they are reaching out to the SMMEs, because le point alveza, it's very, very, very paramount. Njengoba ama business amaningi othola ukuthi should it happen, anything happen to the owner, I collapse.
And
a family now, it will feel it, because now it means there's no continuity. So please, why bang up me and make it a responsibility about they are reaching out to the SMMEs.
Thank you so much for all your voice notes. The likes of Mkichimist and it says at my daughter that came through with that voice note. Very valid point that you've mentioned in terms of the conversations we've had. I'll tell you what, Bangi has listened to that voice note. So if anything, hopefully we do see ongoing partnership and more entrepreneurs getting aware about insurance. And of course, the brokers themselves also highlighting this important effort. Thank you so much for all your voice notes. We couldn't get to all of them tonight, but we will be sure to touch base with you tomorrow. For now, though, keep your voice notes coming through for Pimelo on Point of View with Pimelo Odene.
Click. kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.